I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Despite a federal policy pivot, Bay Area health officials still recommend vaccines for infants. A housing developer threatens to sue Marin County. Anti-ICE protesters flood a Marin supervisors meeting. Grape growers might get some help from the USDA. And San Francisco firefighters change to safer gear. Last week, the Federal Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted to end the universal recommendation for hepatitis B vaccination for all infants at birth. Marin County Public Health Officer Dr. Lisa Santora said, "This vote represents another step backwards for child health at the national level, but the science has not changed. Hepatitis B is a viral liver disease that can be transmitted at birth. Up to 90% of infected infants develop lifelong infection, which can greatly increase the risk of cirrhosis, liver cancer, and premature death." The California Department of Public Health said the shot has reduced pediatric hepatitis B infections in the U.S. by 99%. The vaccine has a strong safety record with more than a billion doses administered worldwide. For more information, Marin County has launched a new vaccine hub at marinhhs.org/vaccine-resources. The Marin County Planning Commission has rejected a developer's appeal to avoid an environmental review for a new subdivision in unincorporated San Rafael. The developer has threatened to sue. The 61-acre grassy glen at 1501 Lucas Valley Road will include 36 new single-family homes set in rows on one flat grade dug into a hillside. 31 homes will be market rate, the other 5 will be affordable. Community members are asking for multiple roads leading in and out of the development, rather than one, for safer fire evacuations. Concerns are mostly focused on the excavation of soil to shape the land into a flat pad with a lot of retaining walls. Commissioners worry it could cause flooding or mudslides. Local codes would have required the developer to work with the natural slope of the land. The houses will be built one way or another. Under the state's Housing Accountability Act, such mixed-rate housing projects are automatically permitted when they meet a jurisdiction's housing element requirements. Anti-ICE protesters flooded into the Marin County Board of Supervisors meeting last week. They demanded the sheriff's office reject a federal assistance grant from the U.S. Department of Justice. The State Criminal Alien Assistance Program, or SCAP, is used to pay state and local governments to cover officer salary costs incurred for jailing immigrants under certain conditions. They must lack permanent legal status, have at least one felony or two misdemeanor convictions, and be incarcerated for a minimum of 4 consecutive days. Marin County received nearly $350,000 in SCAP funding in 2024. County Executive Derek Johnson told the crowd that the issue is on the agenda for review by the county's newly established Civilian Oversight Commission. Congressional lawmakers introduced a bill to support specialty crop producers hit financially by Trump's foreign tariffs. The move follows an announcement by the U.S. Department of Agriculture that $20 billion in one-time relief payments will go to row crop farmers. That's people who grow grains like corn and soybeans. Specialty crops like vegetables are often left out of federal farm relief programs. Major buyers of California wine, nuts, and berries include China, Japan, South Korea, and the European Union, all hit with tariffs. The Specialty Crop and Wine Producer Tariff Relief Act would establish a new USDA program that would provide payments to growers who can document tariff-related losses. It would also authorize the USDA to buy surplus specialty crops for nutrition programs such as school meals and SNAP, with funding through 2030. The San Francisco Fire Department has fully transitioned into protective gear that does not contain synthetic chemicals harmful to firefighters. Perfluoral alkyl and polyfluoral alkyl substances are also known as forever chemicals because they do not break down in the environment, and they're linked to cancer. Since 2006, about 400 of the city's firefighters have died from cancer. The city is ahead of the curve. In October, state legislation was signed banning forever chemicals in firefighting gear by 2028. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.